Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's Friday. Welcome to Speak. I'm Joy Taylor. Emmanuel Acho is out today, but we are ready. We've got a lot going on the show today. TJ Hushmanzada, Fox NFL analyst, is here with us. Rick Bucher and Eagles all-time leading rusher, Shady McCoy.
I'm going to ask you.
Are you what?
I'm an ashy.
No, you good.
Okay.
Put lotion. Get some lotion in the break. Did you just put some on?
I did.
Yeah, you're fine. It's Friday. Aaron Rodgers reportedly took a pay cut of $35 million over the next two seasons. And some of that money could be going to free agent Dalvin Cook. He's visiting the Jets this weekend and said earlier today the possibility is high that he signs with the team. So, Shady.
Oh, I'm first? Oh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. How much? Well, you're the running back. We got to go see you first.
Okay, I like that.
How much would Dalvin Cook impact the Jets' chances?
Tremendously. Help him out a lot. I mean, you're talking about a 1,000-yard rusher right there. I think that a player like him go to the Jets, everything we keep hearing about is Aaron Rodgers, young wide receivers. Mm. You get your running back in there that's a 1,000-yard type of rusher. Now the safeties, they got to move up a little bit. They own that run. So I think if they get a guy like Cook, who's a home run hitter, that's the best part about his game is that, yeah, he's a good running back. He reads the holes well. He gets you, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 yards of carry. It's pretty good. But his best attribute is taking it to the crib. He's a home run hitter. Sometimes you don't need to drive the ball down the field. You give him a carry, you know, he gets you 30-yard game, 40-yard game, touchdown. So if you add him to that type of offense, that'll be super good. Especially the AFC East. I mean, they need some type of help with all them boys over there.
Also, I think if Aaron gave up that kind of money specifically for Dalvin Cook, that's going to help your chances because that's going to keep Aaron Rodgers happy, which is something that you're going to want to do if you're the Jets. If I hand you back $35 million and you don't spend it on what I asked you to spend it on.
Look, yeah. Where's it at?
Where'd the money go? Yeah. Where is it? But I agree with you also. Having a running back like that, especially because we know Breece Hall isn't 100% yet. We don't know exactly when he's going to be back.
And you don't got to rush him back now.
You don't have to rush him back if you have a Dalvin Cook. And Dalvin has a lot of experience. That's another really experienced piece added to that offense. And we don't talk a whole lot about where the spots are on the Jets that are kind of questionable, the offensive line.
Yep.
If you have a running back that can hit that hole, that can give you a little relief, that Aaron Rodgers doesn't like to be rushed. He's not a mobile quarterback. He's up there in age. We don't know what the offensive line's going to look like. We know last year was 31st.
Right.
So even if it's considerably better, it's still going to be towards the middle of the league as far as what we're projecting. So I think Dalvin Cook would definitely impact the Jets' chances.
And it's easier to run block than pass block. Any lineman tell you that.
Correct. Yeah.
For me, it's the experience. Obviously, the production is terrific. I think he's second over the last four seasons in number of rushing TDs among all running backs and second in yardage as well. But for me, it's the fact that he's been to the playoffs. Because what have we said that this is the goal for these Jets? It's not just to be good, but they need to make a run. Look at the skill positions in particular, there's no postseason experience. And it's not just a matter of getting there and knowing how to operate in that, but it's knowing how you build. What does a playoff team feel like? Obviously, Aaron Rodgers knows that. Does anybody else on the Jets know what that looks like or feels like or how you go about from week to week and building into being a playoff team?
Only the other guys that Aaron brought over.
Yeah. But other than that, so adding another guy like that, a Dalvin Cook to me is going to be valuable. It's going to be valuable for Breece Hall, too, to have him there.
Anytime you get good players, quality players, that's going to help your team. Like, he's going to bring a confidence to him. Mm-hmm. And the way he carries himself, that's going to rub off on guys on the team. The way he prepares, that's going to rub off on guys on the team. The way he practices. And so there's just so many things that we don't see on a football field, just the day-to-day stuff that he's going to impart on some of the younger guys. Mm. And they're going to learn from that, because you don't become a player of his caliber just by being a good player. You got to work at this. And the way you prepare physically and mentally, these guys are going to see that. And so that will never be on the stat sheet. But he'll impact other guys on the team just because of this. Now, on the field, when you have Pro Bowl players across the board, which they don't have completely, but they're skill guys. You got a Pro Bowl quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. You got a Pro Bowl back now. Because he's going to sign with the Jets. I said it yesterday. It's not a visit. It's how much you're going to pay me. Okay, let's sign. You got a Pro Bowl receiver in Garrett Wilson. They are trying to put a team together, like you just said, that they can make a run.
Right.
Dalvin Cook only makes them better.
Yeah.
I mean, you're pretty set at every position. There are some other pieces out there. There's some other running backs who are on the market still that you could get that might be a little bit cheaper than Dalvin Cook. But at this particular point, I don't know the Jets really want
to
cry broke again.
They got $35
again.
Million to play with.
If Aaron Rodgers just gave up $35 million and you're flexible in that way. But, you know, like I said, the offensive line had some questions last year. At this point in the NFL offseason, I don't know how many offensive linemen are floating out around there. Like, we're at camp now. Most of your roster is pretty much set. But is there pressure on the Jets to sign Dalvin Cook, Shady?
There's pressure there, though. I won't say about Dalvin Cook, but there's pressure to sign certain players, right? Because even, like, you could trade. There's probably some players out there that maybe want a contract. It's coming up. And when sometimes you make trades for players like that, knowing that, okay, I'm going to give him some money when we trade for him. And when you do the thing that A-Rod did as far as giving money back, taking a pay cut for the better of the team, that's the pressure part. If you're taking $35 million away from me, that was guaranteed, that was in my pocket, I'll take it out to give it back to the organization and y'all don't do nothing with it, that's pressure. You talked about just players out there with the offensive line. I'm talking about the running backs as well. Like Leonard Fournette, a guy's experience that won't be real expensive, but could be very productive.
Right.
Get a guy like that in there. Kareem Hunt is one of my favorite running backs, right? If he didn't get in that, you know, that trouble back in the day, he might be setting the market for the running back market as far as salaries. Mm-hmm. He was that good. So there's guys like that creates pressure. And I think if you could get a player to add to your team some more value, I would pay him. And if you don't do that, then that's when the real pressure occurs.
I mean, this is a temporary situation with Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, he's saying when he gives the money back, he wants to be there longer and all that. But every year you are getting older also. Like, he is also.
There's more gray. I keep saying more gray every, like, interview.
It's a little salt and pepper's fine. But you're physically getting older. You're taking more hits. It's another season. It's another training
camp. Yeah.
So I think we're all realistically looking at this as a two-year window. You went and got Aaron Rodgers because you're trying to win right now, not because you're trying to build something that is going to be ready to make a run in 5 years. So you do need to go all in regardless. And if he's being flexible with it and you have someone like a Dalvin Cook who was sixth in rushing and tied for 11th in rushing touchdowns, ran for well over 1,000 yards last year, available and in the building, and you have the money to have him there, why wouldn't you? And despite the fact that Breece Hall was great up until he was injured last year, because of that, this is a position of need also. Mm-hmm. Like, he might not be back for the first half of the season, Hall, so we don't know when he's going to be available.
Yeah.
Is there pressure on the Jets to sign Dalvin Cook, TJ?
No, because once Dalvin Cook said, I'm taking a visit to the Jets, in my mind, it's done. They're going to make this happen. Hmm. And Dalvin Cook has been a free agent for a while. I'm going to talk to this team. Oh, how much you want? No. The Jets know his asking price. You don't take a visit without being in the same ballpark.
Right.
And so must be in the same ballpark. It's a foregone conclusion by the end of the day. Dalvin Cook will be a New York Jet, because you're not going to waste. I don't want to waste your time. You're not going to waste my time. Right. They're going to speak to his agent. This is what he's like. Oh, yeah, we can get there. Okay, let's come take a physical. And so he might be a New York Jet before we're done with this show. That's how I'm sure of that. But it's when you give up $35 million, you better go show Aaron, okay?
Something
there.
Yeah.
We're trying to show you what we can do. We can tell you, but now we're showing you.
Yeah, I don't think
so
it finishes.
It's a good thing.
I don't think it ends with Dalvin Cook. I mean, you got $35 million back. Like, take that $35 million because you were going to spend it on me. Take that $35 million and make this team better in every way possible. The only pressure that I would say is there is because now you've created the expectation that you're going to get Dalvin Cook with the visit. And that signing a guy like Dalvin Cook sends the message to everyone, we're going for it. Now, we've talked a lot about them going for it, but then you guys could probably speak to this better. Like, when your team goes out and spends the money, when your team goes out and adds a piece that is not cheap and you know what it's all about, that has to create more motivation in the locker room to say, oh, you know what? We have the organization behind us. They're willing to spend the money for us to go get it. We need to go get it.
It's pressure regardless. Once Aaron Rodgers is on that team, pressure goes from whatever it went to 100. Mm. The expectations just because of Aaron Rodgers.
So Dalvin doesn't add anything to that when you add him to that locker room?
I don't believe. The expectations can't go any higher than what they are with Aaron Rodgers. It just puts a little more awareness on it. It heightens what you want to do. Like, I don't think people understand it. When you go to a team, and a buddy of mine just called me the other day, and when I went to Seattle Seahawks, and he was like, bro, I don't know if you know this, but you used to always tell us, why are you rushing out the locker room? Why are you in a rush to get home? Take care of your body. And I probably just say that to everybody, because like, damn, why y'all in a rush to go home? Mm. He was like, man, I took that to heart. Like, I started taking care, I started stretching, I started getting in the cold tub, I started getting somebody to work on my body. And I didn't really know that me telling him this had that effect on him. He ended up playing 15 years in the league. Mm. And those are the kind of things that Dalvin Cook's going to bring. They just going to see the way he goes about his business, and it's going to impact guys, and he may not even know it.
Yeah, but even like the pressure part is like, okay, I think Aaron Rodgers is cool with being under the pressure, right? He does the relax.
He wants it.
But my thing is, what if he could take some of that pressure off his shoulders, though? Right? Because all we talk about is A-Rod and Garrett Wilson and all the other pieces, what he has to do. So what if you go out there and get you 1,000-yard rusher in the last 4 years, 1,000 yards each year? What if you get a guy like that? Hmm. Now that takes, as great as A-Rod is and his career and all that, but you take some of that pressure, or let's say if it's a bucket, all that water, you pour a little bit off his shoulders, you get a Dalvin Cook. So I love that move. And Michael Carter is the backup. He's really, really good. So, I mean, I like, if they can get him, Dalvin Cook, man, that takes a lot of pressure off of A-Rod.
I do think it does, especially because, again, we don't know what that offensive line is going to look like. So bringing in someone that has experience like Dalvin Cook and just making the offense a little more balanced, especially as you wait for Hall to come back. Coming up, wait till you hear which quarterbacks are ranked above Lamar Jackson in the NFL's top 100 list. Is he being disrespected? That's next on Speak. And don't forget, you can check us out every day on the Fox Sports Channel on Sirius XM.
I mean, it should be like, what, 4 or 5 from last year?
The disrespect.
Not like a lot. Like 4. Not like.
Greetings, soccer fans. Are you ready for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup? Because we are. That's right. Australia and New Zealand, look out. State of the Union is coming.
Off the post and in!
And we'll be going above and beyond down under. We'll have new podcast episodes every single match day. So follow Alexi Lawless's State of the Union on the Fox app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A calf strain. Head coach Zach Taylor said today he'll be sidelined for several weeks. And the Bengals are staying positive, posting on Twitter, "Everyone, please stop calling and offering us your calf muscles. It doesn't work like that. Joey will be back.
I only called 3 times, okay? Sorry.
No, offer not. You would offer up a calf?
If we could Joey B on the floor.
Yeah, we don't need our calves. He can have them.
I love Joey B, but I got good calves. I got to keep mine.
Yeah.
Who do we have?
I would give a toe.
It's a rental, not a purchase.
A toe?
Jalen Hurst need a toe. I gave him a toe.
I'm blending it out. A toe?
If you need it.
Mm. Hey, listen, anything that goes on with your lower extremities is important for this situation. Do you spoke, or TJ, you have a little update of your own?
No, I just shot him a text message like, bruh, you good to go? He was like, yeah, I'm cool. You know, be out a little bit, but I'm good to go.
There we go.
The TJ Sorcius.
I wouldn't call it that. I just, that sleeve, like, it's training
you
camp.
You did
you
say
got
that
a sleeve on?
Yeah.
It was first probably
early in training camp, too.
Yeah, just yeah.
Early.
It's kind of chill out. Lesson learned.
Well, I mean, he'll be back, hopefully, for the beginning of the season.
We ain't going nowhere without him, so we need him.
Are we blaming the head coach for having him out there? Let me stop.
No. I mean, TJ was the one person to point it out that he had something on that leg, and it's not the leg that he hurt in 2020. So hopefully he just can rehab it and get back soon.
Get back, Joe. Get back, baby. We need you.
Staying in the AFC North, Lamar Jackson is a former unanimous MVP, but the NFL's top 100 rankings have been coming out the last few days. And the Ravens quarterback came in at 72.
What?
Who's ahead of him? Jared Goff?
No.
At 66.
Ain't no way he's
your favorite.
Yo.
Came in at 56. But here's the thing. The voting is done by current NFL players.
Yeah.
Shady.
Yeah. What do you got to say about that, Shady?
I feel guilty. You know why? Because I was that player that would leave early when we had to, put the names in.
Throw it in the trash.
Yeah, I'm like, I should be in the top five, top ten. But this is the reason why I should have voted. This is disrespectful. Seriously, though. How do you play less games than every other quarterback and lead the league in all picks and pick six? And they have him in front of Lamar Jackson? Hmm. Now, Jared Goff, I will give him a pass, though, because this list is
year to year.
So I would take that. Now, we all know Lamar Jackson's better than both of these quarterbacks, hands down. But for this year, I think Goff was better. But the other one from Dallas.
I mean, Dak did miss time this year.
Time in.
They play the same amount of games, but.
Pick.
And he threw a lot of picks and some pick sixes.
You see Pac-Man ready little game?
My assumption is.
Come on.
My assumption is that it's because Dak was back for the postseason. And Lamar wasn't. I mean, there's NFL players who are voting on it. I think Lamar is being a little disrespected just because even though Lamar missed the end of the season, he was so good throughout the time that he did play that he missed the end of the season and they still were able to hold on and make it to the playoffs.
I can't believe you're putting Jared Goff ahead of him.
Goff had a nice season.
This year, he played well this year.
All right, hold on.
He played well this year.
Who... Could Jared Goff ever do what Lamar Jackson has done?
Lamar Jackson is way better than Jared Goff.
Okay.
Way better. But,
all right, so...
But if this list
No, there's no other conversation.
If the list...
Top 100.
If the list is...
This is not who had the best season last year.
It's 1 year, bro.
It's who are the best 100 going into the season. Yeah. So, am I right?
If that's
last
case,
year, you know Lamar, who was number one?
Lamar should be top 10 every year.
Every
He's
year.
That good. But my thing is, but this is my thing, though. There's some players that are high on the list that didn't even make the list last year. Because last year, they weren't that good.
Okay.
So it's a year-to-year basis list.
Joey Bosa played 6 games last year.
He shouldn't be on the list.
Joey Bosa is ahead of Lamar Jackson.
He's
70th.
I'm not agreeing with that.
No, I need some consistency. Whatever it is, I need consistency in how you're measuring it.
Yeah.
So if you are going to say, you know what, Lamar just didn't play enough games. Oh, okay. Then... We don't put him on the list. We don't put Joey Bosa on the list.
I agree.
Bunch of guys that didn't play enough games. But if we're just going, who are the best 100 players going into this season? Lamar Jackson.
Easily top.
Is a better player than Jared Goff and Dak Prescott and probably a number of other guys. We've only seen part of the list.
Right.
He's being disrespected.
Yes,
and
he is.
As players, they weren't doing this list when I was playing. I'm a little too old. But this has to piss guys off when you see certain guys on a list ahead of you that you know you're better than. And so I know he feels disrespected by this list. It's like Lamar has won 75% of his games.
Yes, he has.
And so he played 12. You can't give me no excuse that, he only played 12 games. Or when he was playing, the Ravens were 8-4 and they were number one in AFC North. So he did his part. They had a winning record and he held up his end of it. I don't think in the grand scheme of things this really matters, but as players, our Madden rating ain't right. We mad.
Yeah.
You're not ranked in the top 100 where you feel you mad. Lamar should be top 25 every single year until he falls off.
I agree.
So
he hasn't fallen off.
So help me out here, because players are supposed to know. Like the Madden ratings, they don't know, right? Players are supposed to know.
You know, you're right.
And they get this wrong? Like, you guys got to help me out here. How does this happen?
I want to know how many players are actually doing this?
I was on this list a couple of times. If you had to guess, what was my ranking?
Oh, here we go.
Who was your rank? Who was your guess?
Seven.
Top five that are alive. Ooh. That's what I was. Yeah.
Okay.
So, nice. So you are right. It was times where I was mad. I should be like third. You know what I'm saying? But you know how it is. I do agree with you. Like, Bosa should be on the list. He missed all the games. I agree with you. I just think if I had to pick for these players, obviously Lamar Jackson is.
He should help, be top 25.
No, but help me understand.
Top 25.
Help me understand how players get it this wrong.
First of all, a lot of players are not even voting.
It's
I was one of them players. That's one. And two, it's like certain guys are biased. Lamar might have, you know, killed his team, right? I ain't vote for him. Because you're a competitor, and it happens like that. So I think that's part of the issue, but I can't answer that. I just think that Lamar Jackson should be high on the list, and it should be a year-to-year basis.
I definitely think he should be higher because if there is inconsistencies, then that kind of skews everything for me. If we're being, okay, Dak and
they
Lamar
played the same,
played the same amount of games, but Dak was available for the postseason, then we'll skew it that way. Okay, but when you have players like Bosa, who's only played six games, well, now we're just kind of playing
whatever.
Joy, you said he played the playoff games. I'm just looking at Shady Face. He played for the team in the playoff game. He didn't play for his own team. Should he have not dropped?
Real talk. Joy, no, I'm being serious, though. Like, how, see, this is the problem with America. I'm just going to say America, right, in football. We always give Dak Prescott a pass. And I don't want to make it about him. But how the hell is this guy in front of Lamar Jackson and the year he had? Do you feel me, though?
Yeah. You lead the league in the interceptions.
And play less games than everybody else. How's that even possible? Mm. We all get into this phase where we just want to put it under the rug, sweep it under the rug.
No, but that's the NFL players voted on this.
Yeah, listen, this wasn't America.
Understand. This ain't the public.
No,
this ain't Cowboys fans. This ain't the media.
How many players actually vote?
We all do this.
It's all players, though.
It's all players. See, this is what happened. You in a meeting. They'll pass it out.
At the end of the day, right?
And some guys will actually fill it out, and some guys are just going to throw it in the trash and leave.
I got to go.
Okay, but,
so it's not
but it
many.
Wasn't like all Cowboys fans that voted on this.
Yeah. No, I don't care if it was I don't care if it was 10.
I don't care if it was 10 Cowboys
players. It's just who is actually voting on this to where you will put Lamar 72? Come on. You can't name 72 players better than Lamar Jackson. It's impossible.
Okay.
If you're Lamar, do you feel some type of way about this?
Always feel some type
of
way.
Oh, it's going to motivate me. You look at the names. I'm like,
always.
They got him in front of me? Okay, bet. Putting your church back on, thinking about it.
Hey, Matt, being rated low on Madden will piss you off, let alone your peers feeling like you're 72.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going.
He was ranked 36 last year.
Probably should have been higher than that.
And you see the names. Like, you like, I know he's at home, like, he texts his homeboys. Bro, they got Dak in front of me. Ain't they tripping, bro? The same I'm tripping about it. So I know he feel disrespected.
I wish I you know what I wish?
What?
I wish we saw the ballots of the NFL players. How they voted. That's what
how
I
How many
want.
Players are
We do that with
voted.
The media. Why not do that with the players? That would be so
That's
good.
A good one though. No, you're right.
Put your name on it.
Put your name on it.
I mean, but then people wouldn't necessarily do it.
It sounds like they're but not doing it now.
When you gotta go top 100, I wonder how guys ain't sitting there.
Boy, that's tough.
They're not sitting there.
But
that's
what
a long time.
So, with it, it's a sheet of 100, once or 100, right?
Yeah.
And you just fill the names out.
And they probably average it out.
Yeah.
Guys ain't, because it's so many names, guys ain't, man, it's probably 5.
And they do a little, and then they do it on a Friday. So you have a practice.
You get
and you're out the
there.
Building at like 1 o'clock, where normally from Monday to
early.
Thursday, it's like from.
But so Lamar shouldn't take it this seriously?
If they average.
No. Nah. You should hit MVP. You kidding me?
Unanimous.
Some of those would never be MVPs.
Yeah.
Some of the guys you just put on the screen.
Media voted on that.
Some of them guys.
The media know more than the NFL players do.
Hey, the Ravens haven't been around that long.
That's what it sounds like.
And think about how many really good players, great players, Ravens have had.
Yeah.
He's the only MVP. He's the only Raven to win MVP, and he's 72.
That's true.
Well,
that's a good point.
We'll find out this season. Coming up, we have a lot more on quarterbacks. Dak Prescott is dishing out guarantees. He is guaranteeing less interceptions this season. Do we like him saying this? That's next on Speak. Dak Prescott, ranked 56.
Lamar, dismissed.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here, and I am so happy to announce my new interview series, The Joel Klatt Show Big Noon Conversations. Every Monday, we will bring you a candid conversation with the most influential voices in college football. From Colorado's Coach Prime to Coach Saban down in Tuscaloosa, we sit down and discuss all things college football. Download the Joel Klatt Show, Big Noon Conversations, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to the new Joel Klatt Show YouTube channel.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What matters in Dallas? Dak Prescott. And if he throws interceptions. The Cowboys quarterback is coming off a career-high 15 interceptions. But it's a new season, and Dak is confident he can turn the page. Let's take a listen.
I'm not going to stop being aggressive. 10 or tipped, whatever you say it is. I am going to lessen my interception numbers. That is a guaranteed.
Guarantees. I guarantee it, Shady. Do you like him guaranteeing lesser interceptions?
I need one favor. Can I go last?
Okay.
I just want to hear what these young gentlemen have to say.
TJ?
Well, I'll go. I don't like the guarantee. Just go play. You don't have, I guarantee, this isn't who you've been to be a turnover. He's not Jameis Winston. You don't turn a ball over. You don't throw a ton of interceptions. He threw 15. I know at least four of them were tip passes that went off the receiver's hand, so maybe now that's down to 11. You don't have to go out there and say, hey, I guarantee, yeah, that he did.
Do you know Dave Hellman? You ever heard, you know who that is?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Hi, Dave.
You guys cool?
No.
You guys are cool.
I don't know him like
you
that.
You guys are
him.
Cool.
I just know him from the show.
Wow. Sorry. Yeah. Carry on. I'm sorry.
He used to sit in that chair.
He used to sit in that chair?
And he would say similar things about the interceptions.
It's very eerie.
Yeah, it's like if you got Cowboys colors on today.
Crazy, yo.
Yeah, you just got to watch the game. And that's what happened. I don't like the fact that you're going to come out here and say it. Just go play football. Because when you guarantee this, it's like, are you going to be the check down king now? You're going to be nervous and not be as aggressive when you should be because you're thinking about it. I told everybody that I'm not going to have as many interceptions. When you throw an interception in one game, are you going to be gunshot moving forward after? You just got to go play football. What happened last year isn't what you've done your entire career, so I don't like it. But ultimately, you got to go. I mean, you go look at
this right here.
Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. He threw 28 picks his rookie year.
He's talking about his rookie.
No, that's what I'm saying. And then the following year, it was 15. You can go down the list.
He's talking about his rookie year, Peyton Manning.
No. Phillip Rivers Rivers in like his 16th year.
So now he's going to talk about greats now. Now we're talking about greats compared to.
What I'm saying is you can have a year of high turnovers and then the following year it not be as high. That's my point. You don't have to go out here and guarantee it. I don't believe Dak Prescott is going to turn the ball over a ton. The fact that he's guaranteeing it, I don't like it because I believe he's going to play a little gun-shy now at times if he starts to throw interceptions.
Yeah. All right.
This is terrible. Y'all.
Go ahead, Derek.
Look, Dak's got to be aware that he led the league in interceptions last year. That's not a surprise he would be conscious of that and that he might comment on that. I don't want to make too big of a deal with this. The fact that he would talk about it is understandable. What I don't like is taking a specific statistic and putting a spotlight on it. Like, this is my goal, not to do this thing. Dude, if you throw, just make more winning plays than losing plays. If you throw freaking two interceptions and you throw five TDs, and you win the game, I don't care how many interceptions you throw. The problem was the ratio was all screwed up and the kind of interceptions that he threw, which were... outside of you want to take the six away, whatever. There were still a lot of inexplicable reads and interceptions as a result.
You know that's going to happen at times, though. They're human. And they're going to make bad reads.
That's exactly it. But that's exactly it. So why are we making a big deal about interceptions in particular? He's already brought up the idea that they weren't all on him anyway. So if they're not all on you, you really don't have control over how many interceptions you're going to. I don't like putting the attention on one specific thing when it's about winning winning games and getting the Cowboys where you want to go, as opposed to, like, I'm going to be efficient. This is like in the NBA when a guy's worried about, like, I'm shooting over 50%. Dude, I don't care. You shoot over 50%, you lose? I'm not taking off the responsibility of winning or losing the game because you were efficient.
It's very meow. It's very... very new Dak. We're talking a lot about a new Aaron Rodgers. Very new Dak. Dak always takes the high road.
Such a great guy.
He does. He doesn't play into the noise. You're hearing the noise if you're responding to something like this. I'm with you. What's the value in highlighting interceptions specifically? Matthew Stafford threw the most interceptions in the league the year that they won the Super Bowl. Who cares? People bring it up. I'm like, and? Who cares? They're going to put a little asterisk next to it. Buddy threw a bunch of interceptions. He didn't throw them when it mattered. Right. He didn't make those bad reads when it mattered. It's all about when it matters. Really, as inefficient as Dak was with these interceptions, if he had won that game and they'd gone to the NFC Championship game, who cares?
Yeah,
the problem is, you can say all interceptions aren't created equal and all turnovers aren't created equal, where and when you do it, it does matter, right? The problem is the ones that he threw mattered. Like, they're game-changing turnovers. They're in crucial moments in the postseason. So I don't like that Dak is leaning into the noise about it, because it's showing that this is going to be something that he is in his mind now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be. That's when you really start pressing or seeing ghosts or worrying about something. That it just, to your point, if you throw three touchdowns and two interceptions, you win the game. Who cares? Right. It's not about what Dak's statistics. It's about wins and losses, particularly in the postseason.
Carson would be embarrassed. That's what TJ said today. Anyway, you said a great point, because, like, when you say these things in the media, I've been there. I didn't really fumble the ball a lot, but I had spurts where I might let the ball go, and I was carry the ball a little loose. But when that happens and you speak about it in the media, that means it's on your mind. Mm. So now sometimes I couldn't really run the way I wanted to run because I had the ball so tough because it's in my mind of me fumbling. Where I could see Dak pacing. I mean, for him to say that, like, it means something.
Yeah.
And listen, my mom, she taught me to never call people liars. That was her thing. Don't call nobody no liar. But I think Dak's lying to us. I think he gonna throw picks. That's what he gonna do. I feel like he's gonna throw picks.
The lie to me is, I'm gonna be as aggressive as ever.
And I was about to get
but
that.
But I'm not gonna throw interceptions.
My thing is, you had a bad year last year. You had three pick sixes. That's extreme to even know that. But anyway, he says that, I'm still going to be aggressive. I'm still going to go out there, I'm going to fire the ball. He said that. And you bring in, like, a number one slash receiver for Brandon Cooks, 1,000-yard receiver. So we gonna throw this ball. Pollard's coming off a broken ankle. Am I correct? We going to throw this ball still. I don't care what nobody says. I know football. You paid us through $100 million, right? 40 a year. You're running back, you just tagged for $10 million. He's just getting over his injury. You bring in a top wide receiver. You gonna throw the pill. And knowing that, I don't see him just going out there just dotting dudes up, not throwing picks when you're speaking on it in the media.
How can you say that, though? But his career, he's never been that. It's 1 year.
Wise coach told me this, man, is what have you done for me lately? And lately, what has he done? See, you know what you're doing? When I was a kid and I did, like, clean up, my dad would, like, clean up the room, I would, like, put everything underneath the bed. You know what I'm saying? Hoping that I can cover up, he won't see it. Or some of my dirty clothes, put it over the mat, the bed sheet, so he won't. That's what you're doing, you're trying to hide it. But eventually, it's going to come out. He would get on his knees, look under the bed, and he would see, what's wrong with this underneath the bed? Picks and Dak's kids. So that's all I'm trying to tell you, man. That's all I'm telling you. Don't do that. What he did, even like, and like you talked about, like, picks. It's one thing to throw picks, another thing to throw picks and still win games.
Right.
Right? You're going to be a little mad, but you're going to be, we won the game. Just like a game where you're playing terrible, but we win, you like, whew. But when I look at the Cowboys, all the close games, all the big moment games that they lose, it's the reason why is because of Dak's picks.
Well, also, just particularly for this type of a guarantee, I feel Dak, like, when he made a little joke about the tips and all that. You can say you have 13 picks on the season, which he did in 2017.
Yeah, one of them years. Yeah.
Right. You have 13 picks. There's two games left in the season. And you have one terrible game, but you end up still making the playoffs.
Right.
Well, now all we're talking about is how many picks he threw, because he had some three-interception game. that blew his number from last year. Like, this is guaranteeing things in sports, unless you're Joe Namath, generally doesn't end up putting you in a good situation.
To your point, this is not Dak at his best in talking to the media. Like, Dak has always been able to maneuver around. Because, look.
He is good at that. He's really good at that.
He's very good at it.
He's always been
a Cowboys quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jerry's always been good at that.
Yep.
And what I've heard, the latest comments by Jerry and the latest comments by Dak, like, there's a shift here in how everybody is looking at Dak Prescott, including Dak Prescott. Like, ooh, like, I'm not thinking about winning games. I'm thinking about just not losing them. And when you got a $40 million quarterback, you're expecting more than that.
Hey, wait, real quick. And, like, I never seen interceptions be so funny. Like, they was having a good time with them picks.
Well, but it was the tens and the tips. It was the...
Listen, I ain't never known picks to be that funny.
What happens when he has one of those type of games you just spoke of? Three interception games, and they lose.
Mm. Yeah.
That next week, he's going to be gun-shy. And this is why I don't like the guarantee, because he's going to be thinking, oh, man, yeah, I told him, you know, back in training camp, he's going to...
Give him my word.
He's going to be like... You fumbled the ball a couple of times? Receiver. I was a punt returner. I'll never forget. We're playing the Steelers, and Chris Gardocki, he was a punter, and he had a knuckleball. Man, I used to be looking at that ball like, don't drop it. The ball just moving. Bow, drop it. You'd be like, God. That next punt, Peter, yep. I ain't even trying to kick. You're thinking about it because of what just happened. And you had that three-interception game, especially a big game, that following week. He's going to be somewhat gun-shy.
And it's interesting because Mike McCarthy is calling plays now. He's come out and made that statement about running the ball. They were already running the ball a lot. And there's an expectation that it's going to look different because Kellen Moore is not there. Is it going to be more simplified? Is it going to be more like what they did with Cooper Rush? Are they going to push more into it? But they have Brandon Cooks. You got CeeDee Lamb. You have all these weapons. So there's no version of the Cowboys where I see where they aren't still emulating a very aggressive offense. So putting Dak in a situation where him putting himself in a situation where he feels like he has to just not make those kind of mistakes. You can do that when you're Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers will throw a ball away. He's not going to throw interceptions because he'll see it and he'd rather throw it away than throw an interception.
Sure. And
it could be argued sometimes that he needs to press more. Like he's overly concerned about being inefficient, where he should take that chance. This is a real, it's a thing for me that he really is talking about it. Mainly because if he was somebody who addressed things in the media all the time, I might not think that much of it, but he never does. He's the Cowboys quarterback, and he always maneuvers around it. The Cowboys are 6-13, including playoffs, when Dak throws multiple picks.
Come on now, told you.
He had a bad thumb, too.
And I truly think that, like...
We're back under the bed again.
Back under the bed. Look, they you impressed, though? Because even when you said that about the punt returns, I'm thinking, like, dang, that's in everything. Like Nick Foles, right? He didn't really throw picks. And they made a big thing about it. And he'd been immediately like in the media saying, you know, that's not my thing. I'm not looking to throw picks. I'll just throw it away. And there was sometimes where like you're so conscious of you not throwing picks where it might be a pass to be made.
Right.
Nope, I'm throwing away. It's like, cause it's on your mind. Same thing with, I remember myself, like if I might miss a pass protection, one or two, it's a long game, so you're gonna miss some stuff. But I'm like, man, listen. I ain't going on no route. I don't care what the play is. I'm going to make sure I'm getting this block assignment. And you get so tied up on that where, Shady, you're supposed to be in the flat for the pass.
Right away.
You're not really playing your thing.
You're not really playing. That's when you start pressing.
It's human nature, too.
Human nature.
Right? If you... If you're running and there's an obstacle or there's a pothole or whatever, and you're thinking, okay, I can't hit that. Right. It's almost like you steer toward the thing that you're trying not to do, right? You become so obsessed with it, you end up doing it.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I whipped that thing. I ain't doing two hands, no.
I learned how to drive in Pittsburgh,
it's 14-year-old.
Potholes. So you know all about potholes.
Pothole Central. Coming up, Josh Allen's Bills are consistently in the playoffs, but they have not held up the Lombardi Trophy. Is their Super Bowl window closing? That's next. Speak.
Come on, Josh. Bring it home, baby. Bring it home.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Let's get back to the NFL. Stephon Diggs tried to squash speculation of drama between him and Josh Allen earlier this week. Now the focus is on the team's success. The Bills have been to the playoffs the last four seasons, but have not been to the Super Bowl in that span. Allen said his squad is, quote, working for a Lombardi trophy. Shady.
Yeah.
Is the Bills' Super Bowl window closing?
No, not at all. Josh Allen, I think Sean McDermott, you got Stephon Diggs. They still are there, and I think that they're a well-coached team, right? Josh Allen is still one of the top quarterbacks in this league, and to win Super Bowls, to even compete, to be a contender, you got to have a quarterback of that caliber. Right. I truly believe that. And there hasn't been, despite what we may think about talent or other teams, there's no better duo from a quarterback to wide receiver than these two in the league. The stats tell you that. Last 3 years has been phenomenal with these two. And I love that they got past their small little issue that, well, I can't say small, but got past their issue. Once you have a team that's like coached very well, anything is possible. I think they've been there. They've been close enough. They know what it takes. It's like one thing to keep going and keep going and keep getting close. And now you know what it takes to get there. I mean, yeah, I think the Bengals are a hell of a team. They've been beating them lately, but they're right there with them. The Chiefs have beat them. They're right there with them. So if I had to pick up teams to be contenders, the Buffalo Bills are still a top team to compete for a championship.
Yeah, I think their window is still open. I can't say that it's closing, particularly with Josh Allen and their well-coached team and their building on experience. But what I do think is interesting about the position that the Bills are in is that everything around them is changing. There was a time when that division was walk right to the top for the Bills. It's not so anymore.
It's not.
Now you got the Jets. You got Aaron Rodgers. They're adding Dalvin Cook. You got the Dolphins. We're going to talk about them in a second. But they're a super talented team, a well-coached team. So even within the division, it's a different world. And I think that every year we're seeing an influx of new, young quarterback talent. The quarterback position is so much more prepared coming out of college now. They're really dynamic. You can have a bunch of different styles of quarterback. And just the skill level around the league is rising. So it's harder now. You really have to have a complete team, and keeping a team together and taking advantage of moments is a part of winning a championship. So I don't think that their window is closing, but I do think they are in a position where they need to strike while they have the talent on the team that they have and take advantage of the youth and the situation that they're in.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. It's not necessarily that it's closing, but that if they are good enough with this group to get it done, they need to show that now. This is the year that they minimum AFC championship game. Right? Because, and I looked at their cap, and NFL cap situation is always tricky because you can restructure contracts and everything. But looking at theirs, what they're spending, what they've already committed money-wise to next season is greater than this season already. And the year after that is more than that. So it's the money that they've already committed over the next 2 years beyond this season is greater than what they're spending right now, which means that their wiggle room in terms of how they're going to get better is going to be limited. So it's really just a demonstration of how far away are they. If it's just a matter of we're close, we just need to break the things to break the right way, we need maybe the Chiefs or the Bengals to fall off a little bit, okay. But if it looks like it's more than that at this point, then they've got some revision to do, and I don't know how they're going to do it.
The question is the window closing? Not is it closed? Oh, yeah, it's closing. It was here. It's about right here now. The window is closing because they've been stagnant. And now you have Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. They're going to get along, but how much longer? When you lose Tremont Edmonds and you lose Leslie Frazier, and he's, I want to be a head coach. There's something going on that isn't right, because Leslie Frazier still wants to coach because he's going to mini camps and seeing what other coaches are doing and other teams are doing. And so good teams never really let a lot of things get out. But when Leslie Frazier stepped away, that showed me everything isn't what it should be in Buffalo because he has a good team there. Why would you leave a good team if you aspire to be a head coach when you're in a position where eventually you're going to get your chance and he steps away from that? So that tells me right then, you remember the game they're down or they're beating the Chiefs 13 seconds. Leslie Frazier, defensive coordinator. I was told Leslie Frazier ain't caught that last 13 seconds. That's what I was told. Yeah, and so was, just little things like that. It just makes you wonder, like, the Bills are a really good team. No, the window isn't closed, but it is closing because you see you got Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. You got Joe Burrow and the Bengals. You got Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. You got Trevor Lawrence and the Jags that can be coming. Justin Herbert and there's just so many good teams that are coming, and the Bills have been so good but haven't gotten over the hump. So absolutely – the window is closing. It isn't closed, but it's getting there.
I just think that when you're building on getting to that point, the experience that they have accumulated, like Shady said, that matters also. Like some of these teams that are coming up, they're not battle torn. They don't have the experience in those 13 second situations. They don't know that feeling. They don't know the feeling of going that far in the playoffs. That type of stuff matters. How do you take your care of your body through a long playoff run? Yeah. All those little things. I think the Bills are right there. I think we can admit it a little bit, you know, on the media side that we've got a little Bills fatigue. We've been picking them every year. We've been saying Josh Allen's going to be the MVP every year, and they keep coming up a little short, and we get tired of looking like liars. So we're like, okay, maybe we're backing off them a little bit. I'm not ready to bail on them as real contenders yet, and I don't think that the window is closing, but things change quickly in this league. Just like that, you have a whole different roster the next year, and the pieces that you thought you were going to rely on for 3 or 4 years aren't there anymore. So I do think that they need to take advantage of it.
If there's some skepticism for me, it's the fact that when you go through those wars, when you go through those battles, does it bring you closer together, or does it pull you apart because of the frustration that you didn't go as far as you did?
I think it pulls you together.
Well, I would say normally that's the case, but based on what I've seen from the Bills during this offseason.
With two players.
They're frustrated. Okay, two really important players at the core of your team.
I would say one player.
Okay, nonetheless, it's like, did that experience bring us together? And we all said, hey, let's figure this out. Or was you know what? We lost this because you didn't use me right.
But my question to you is, and you've been around sports for years, right? So we go through this issue, and we have this battle, and we're boys.
Yes.
And we divide. We're pissed off. Yep. But then we find a way to get back right.
Yes.
You don't think you learn from that? So when hold on. So something happens like that again, Josh may miss him or he drops a pass, whatever it is. We've been there before. You know what? Hey, that's me, dog. Let's get over this.
Yes.
So I think it helps him out. And also, when I look at this team, right, I can't see the Bills not in the playoffs. I'm sure, can y'all? Y'all can't see them.
They're going to be in the playoffs.
Okay, so as a player, the first thing we always talked about is either win your division or just get in to have a chance. So that's one check. They're going to have a chance to get in the playoffs because they're always in there.
Right.
Two is when you talked about the salary, right, how it's maxed out, so you can't really put too much more players to it.
Right.
A lot of good teams that have that issue, like the Chiefs, they draft well.
Yeah.
So if I can't bring in these players, my quarterback's making so much money.
Right.
I draft well where I can replace these guys with cheaper players.
Yeah.
And Sean McDermott, they draft well. A lot of them guys you see on there, they were drafted there. So I think the Chiefs window is still, it's a nice size, right? Like, I probably can't fit through it. You know what I'm saying? I gained some weight, but Joy can fit through that window. And it's still a nice, you know what I mean? It's still a nice window. So
thank you, Shane.
Come on now. The Bills are serious still. We can't.
Staying in the AFC East. Jalen Ramsey had surgery on his left knee today after suffering an injury in practice yesterday. The Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel said the beginning of the season is not likely for Ramsey, while reports say he could return in December.
December?
Ooh, December.
So, TJ, how much does Jalen Ramsey's injury hurt the Dolphins' chances?
December.
It hurts him.
Yeah, it does.
Jalen Ramsey, we talked about him yesterday. He let it be known. I'm the best defensive back in the league, no question. This is a full meniscus tear.
Yeah.
12 weeks minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So, he'll probably start running or just doing exercise. 11 weeks out, like full speed. Mm. Now we got to spend 2 to 3 weeks getting in shape. It's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
No, when you lose good players like this, not when you lose great players like this,
yes,
it really affects your team. The leadership, the I've been in these situations. Let's play this way. Let's calm this down. Let's do this. Like, how often is he going to be around on game day to be able to help? But when you up top, you can't really impart the wisdom that you can if you were on the field. But if anything that can save, I believe Vic Fangio is one of the best defensive coaches in the league.
Yes, he is.
And because he's a defensive coordinator, this is going to hurt. But they'll be able to get by because I think he's that great of a coach. But Jalen Ramsey is a great player. You can't lose great players and say, oh, this is not going to hurt us. It's going to hurt.
See, I think otherwise. I think it's going to hurt him a lot, like a lot. And I think he's a really, really good coordinator. But, like, when you have Howard and you have Ramsey, you can do so much. And one thing about, I think, Jalen Ramsey that we don't give him credit for, yeah, he's a really good cover corner. But you can put him anywhere. He could blitz on running backs. I see him whip on running backs. I played against him. Mm. I can see him play in the slot. I've seen him play outside. Play your best defender, the big defender. Ramsey got nice size on him. Okay, I'll go on your fastest receiver. He could do so much. You utilize him so well in that defense. That's why I think it's going to hurt him because now that offense is going to have to put up some more points.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You take some of that pressure from that defense, you put on that offense. And Tool, I think he's really good, but he's up and down with the injuries and even some games where he's not playing his best. He puts his team in a bad situation to win. So this is going to hurt him. The best cornerbacks in the league.
This is your adopted team, right?
No, this is really, this is.
That's our boys.
That's
our
boys. That's why you had those earrings on.
Oh, yes.
It is a little dolphin, right?
Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks. Like, because you can't get around losing a player of this caliber. I mean, I don't think that the season is over. I don't think that the defense is going to completely fall apart. I mean, you do still have Howard on the other side, so it's not like it's completely diminished. You went into the season, you went into camp having plans of having a talent of that level available to you. And to your point, if you have a secondary like that, everything is easier for everyone. Sure. It's easier for your linemen. It's easier for the rest of the defense. It's easier for the rush. Yep.
Cover
exactly.
sacks. Come on.
Exactly. And then it makes it easier on your offense. Like,
yes.
It's a position where if you have that kind of talent there, the whole team can play differently because that is taken care of. So that's not the case now. So the margin for error goes down tremendously. It is impactful. Hopefully he's back, get well quickly. Hopefully he's back for some part of the season. But it's just, there's no way to say that it's not going to impact a team. He's too good of a player for it not to.
Well, and it's not just the talent. To me, it's also the attitude that Jalen Ramsey brings to
That's another point. Good
Dog.
Point.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially,
yes.
especially
good point,
with a young Miami Dolphins team in that division that's trying to, like, stake out, hey, we're here. We're different. You got to have to take us seriously. You had a Jalen Ramsey, that brings a whole different vibe. And honestly, hearing that it's a full tear and they surgically repaired it, like, James Wiseman of the Warriors had the same thing, and they surgically repaired it. He was out for a year. Like, I think December is really optimistic if Jalen is looking at, I want to play beyond this. You have that meniscus stitched up.
But you know,
up.
In basketball, James Wiseman is young. They want to prolong the career.
That's my point. Like, it really,
that's a good
what
point,
does
man.
Jalen, like, does Jalen want to come back at any cost if it might compromise him going forward?
Well,
I think it probably
depends on what the season is looking
and where
like
they
also
are.
And where they are. But
fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But a full tear is no joke. Like, there were the ACL. That was my first tip-off. When they said, oh, the ACL is still intact. I was like, man, he wrecked his knee. Like, if you're happy that the ACL wasn't torn, that means whatever other damage happened was some legitimate damage.
It's really unfortunate. Well, Sean Payton had some very strong words for Nathaniel Hackett and the Jets yesterday, but today he seems to have walked them back. We've got to break this down. More speech
Sean.
After this.
Second thoughts, huh?
All right.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. With summer quickly approaching, CarShield is offering a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs, like AC parts and check engine light mysteries. See why CarShield is voted America's most trusted vehicle protection company and see why our community commitment to our customers has landed us an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have live reps here to answer all your questions. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Visit us for your free quick quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio. What do you have to lose? Visit carshield.com/audio.
Calvin Ridley is set for his first season with the Jags. After missing over a year in the league, he did lose time, but not his confidence. Speak up, Calvin.
Well, I'm going to just say this right now. I didn't lose not one step, if not better. I'm definitely wiser. I'm definitely stronger, faster, and I did not lose a step, I tell you that. Man, I'm him. I'm Calvin Ridley.
Ooh.
What do you think, TJ?
I've been saying this for the longest. Everybody now is starting to realize what I've been saying. Mm-hmm. Calvin Ridley's one of the best receivers in the league. He's giving Jacksonville a true number one receiver that can win versus anybody. He's him. He ain't. Not one lie he said. Not one. All facts.
You're not concerned about any of the time off?
Nah. He's still training. Nothing like football shape. He getting in that now, but it's constantly training. I know the guys he trained with, they do a good job.
Well.
He nice.
Super nice.
Have you ever asked, like, the Alabama wide receivers about, you know, all the top wide receivers? They all mention him. You kind of forget about him because they got so many.
Yeah.
They going to go to the Julios and Mark Coopers and all that, but they going to come to him.
Stop on a dime, creating separate. His just route running ability and his speed is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to Denver. Friend of the network and Broncos head coach Sean Payton expressed regret today for comments he made regarding former Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett, who he said had done, quote, one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL. But Payton attempted to smooth over those comments today. Let's take a listen.
Listen, I had one of those moments where I still had my Fox hat on. And not my coaching hat on. It was a learning experience for me. It was a mistake, obviously. I needed a little bit more filter. You know, I said what I said, and obviously I needed it a little bit more restraint. And I regret that.
I don't know what there is to regret. I didn't see any lies in what he said.
No lies.
I didn't see any lies.
You know what it could be? Spence Crawford tomorrow, he's just ready for some confrontation, a big fight tomorrow. I'm not walking that back.
Nah.
And why? We said this yesterday. Like, it was surprising that a coach would criticize another coach in this manner.
Mm.
But you walk it back for what? Everybody knows what you said you meant. I don't know why he's walking it back, being politically correct. The Jets for sure will be ready to play, as will the Denver Broncos. I don't mind what he said. I don't even like the fact that he apologized. Why apologize?
I mean, I get it. He made the comment about being on
be
Fox hat. Like, you have to be a little politically
correct. Sean, I got my Fox hat on still.
Yeah, I'm still on. It's like this big.
I'm calling you out.
He's in a fraternity, right, of the coaches. He's seeing these other guys. Maybe he talked to somebody who was like, hey, you know, you kind of went a little hard at him.
You want people to be organic, transparent, right?
Right. No, listen, I have no problem with it. And again, he told no lies. I think that we all collectively, sometimes we got to do this. We just compartmentalize what we watched with the Broncos last year. We were like, all right, like, man, remember when they weren't on those big national TV games again?
Come on.
We were like, oh, man. Thank God. We don't got to talk. We literally took a break.
Yes.
I was like, man, it's been so nice to not have to talk about the Broncos for like 3 weeks. Like, whew,
right. Get Russ out the kitchen. Like, get him out the
break.
Kitchen. No more cooking.
Thank the Lord.
DoorDash,
we have to do that. So then we just moved on. We just all were like, let's just talk about this after the season because this is a loss. He told the truth, and I'm okay with authenticity. If you're saying things that aren't true, or you're spilling tea that we hadn't heard of, and you're throwing Nathaniel Hackett got another job. He's fine. Yeah. He's with the New York Jets. He's gonna be responsible for Aaron Rodgers and that offense this year. He's doing great. He's living in Manhattan. He's living a nice life. Maybe not Manhattan, but he's good. If this guy's hasn't been able to rejuvenate his career because of this, maybe that's too much. He told no lies, and personally, I feel like he walked in the building and was like, I gotta clean all this up. Like, damn, y'all left a garbage can full. There's rotten stuff in the refrigerator.
Toys under the bed.
All the dirty clothes under the bed. This is all my responsibility. Like, this is exhausting.
All right. Well, look, there's one thing for us to call out how bad the Denver Broncos were last year. It's another thing for the guy coming in who is what? He's you said it.
Hall of Fame coach.
It's a fraternity, right? You don't hear guys tearing others down to the level that he did.
And that's why we liked it.
To the level he did. Look, obviously, it was juicy. It was fun to have somebody
now he let us
come that bare-knuckled in terms of what he was saying. But I just look at what was the value to Sean Payton
or the point, right?
And the Broncos to say all that. And by the way, like the GM and the team president presided over all that last year. They're still there. So
that's true.
You know, you might have wanted to like couch it a little bit more and just say, hey, we had a lot of work to get done. And here's the other part. It also kind of feels like you're giving Russ an alibi. You're taking it all off of Russell Wilson. And I don't know that that's completely fair because you're in the building with Russell Wilson. Now, it benefits you to, like, pump him up and say, that's my guy and he's not at fault and all that. But you're coming into a building and all you're hearing is from the people left over, oh, yeah, it was the dudes that left. They're the ones that created the mess. And I don't know if that's 100% the way it went down. So I look at it and... whether he needed to back, you know, whether he needed to walk it back or not, I'm not going to go that far and appreciate that he's still got his Fox roots and welcome back anytime. But I just, when I first heard all of that, I felt like, man,
there's not a lot of benefit in going this hard. I'm with you there. But the one benefit that did come out of this is, to your point, it kind of made it seem like it wasn't just Russ. Now,
we will find out.
We will find out.
Right.
Because we know Sean Payton is a real coach and he can make any quarterback competent and win games.
Fair.
But we also knew it wasn't just Russ. We have eyeballs.
For sure.
We knew what we were watching, the coaching job that was being done.
Yes.
Should we give it to Russ?
Sure.
Can't handle the clock. You got to bring in a special teams guy to watch the clock.
Right. Like, this flips it the other way. He flipped it the other way.
But that benefits Russ and that benefits him. Like, it does. But again, to my point, he's not lying. It wasn't just Russ. As bad as Russ was, it wasn't just Russ. Mm. So I don't have a problem with him saying it. I know he has to walk it back because it's not politically correct to go this hard. And now this Broncos, and another good thing that came out of it is this Broncos Jets game is an absolute must watch.
October 8th. Put it on your calendar now.
October 8th.
Week 5. Man, I cannot wait.
Week 5. Because they are unhappy with this review. Do you think you should have walked it back?
No, he shouldn't have. I mean, I know Sean Payton like personal. Well, I personally know him. And that's not him. He's not walking nothing back. That's who he is. He spoke what he's seen and what he thought and what he felt. And that's what it was. So I was surprised he walked it back. And then I guess playing against him and knowing a competitor he is, like, he's the type of coach. I mean, if he got you about 20 points fourth quarter, he's going to keep rolling. He's going to keep rolling. He's going to look at you. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
And like, he got to stay 10 toes down. Like, if you said it, you said it. And move on. Who cares? And weeks from now, we won't even talk about this. Until they play,
yeah. No, I do. There's probably some people in the building that maybe felt a certain type of way about getting...
Okay, you apologize.
Because he got everybody.
That way. I mean, but look, again, I think he came in there and was like, damn, we got... We got some work to do, but that game is going to be amazing. Coming up, the Eagles have the NFC crown right now, but which team is more likely to knock them off? Niners or Cowboys? That's next on Speak.
It's so obvious, right? The Eagles.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house. whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Big fight coming up this weekend. Earl Spence and Terrence Crawford for the undisputed welterweight world title. We have a couple huge boxing fans up on set here. Who's bringing home the belt?
Hands up, Shady. Hands up. Move.
I'm looking forward to
jab,
this.
Jab,
I'm
move.
Really looking forward to this. We haven't seen a fight like this in a long time.
No.
Two undefeated fighters in a premier division, welterweight division. Earl Spence, Terrence, Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns. Sugar Ray Leonard type. This is, we haven't seen this. Mayweather, when he fought Pacquiao had some losses. They weren't in their prime.
5 years later.
These two fighters are in their prime. Both of them undefeated. Hell of a fight. I can't wait to watch it, but yes. I'm rolling with Spence.
I can't pick. It's 50-50 for sure.
I can pick.
You got two of the best in the 147 weight class. Walter division, that's like, who can you pick? I mean, I love Spence. I love Crawford. I just love to see boxing is finally back.
Are you going to pick eventually? You going to wait till Saturday night?
I'm going. I ain't put no money down on it because it's too hard. I love both of these guys.
This is a true 50-50 fight,
yes.
though. Like, this is
they
a gonna 50-50
fight, too.
Fight
yes.
as you can get.
Spence a bad man. Crawford's a bad man.
Crawford mean.
Spence mean, too. I love them both.
It's going to be a
Spence
big night.
Spence going to break him down.
I thought you just said he went...
I'm going with Spence.
Oh, okay.
He going to break him down systematically.
Hey, in real talk, this is going to, I got to say this though, this is going to probably
really
be
do, but I can't this weekend.
One of the best matchups in the last 20, 30 years.
He say he the big fish, strap season.
Come on now.
What'd he say?
Let's move on to the Eagles. They are defending champs, conference champs, but two teams could be in the mix to take the top spot. Kyle Shanahan's 49ers won the championship game last season. And over in Dallas, Micah Parsons said, quote, "I think we are the top team." Rick, which team is more likely to knock off the Eagles, the Cowboys or the Niners?
49ers. I mean, let's be honest. They would have knocked them off last year if Brock Purdy hadn't gotten injured, right?
Would they?
He was 4-for-4. They were rolling. I mean, we kind of know. Shady, we know that, right?
We do not know. I don't think we know that.
Sip and tea. The sip and tea.
I feel pretty confident it's going with that.
Going to be the Niners?
Yeah. No, I'm 49ers. Look, they're the all-around better team. You've got the number one defense. The only question that you had was with Brock Purdy. And I think the greatest issue for me in buying into the Dallas Cowboys goes back to some of our conversation with Dak Prescott and how they're going to approach things, which is they're going to play conservative. And when they played the Eagles last year, when they played them conservatively with Cooper Rush, they lost. And then when they aired it out, and then granted it was against Gardner Minshew, when they tried to air it out, that's they had more success playing that way. So if it's going to be a conservative Dak Prescott trying not to throw interceptions, I don't see them being able to get it done. And on the other hand, Brock Purdy, who we've seen throwing, looks like he's going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
If Brock Purdy can be there, if there is a team that's capable of beating the Eagles, if, I give you that, if... It's 49ers.
TJ?
Pick. I'm going with the Cowboys. The Cowboys are the team to challenge the Eagles and knock them off the throne and take the crown away because Dak Prescott will be better.
Okay.
That defense, Micah Parsons, Gilly, Trayvon Diggs, I like the Cowboys.
I would say the Niners because the Niners have shown the ability to take out the Cowboys the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So they do that work before they get to the Eagles. Mm. I disagree with you about the Niners beating the Eagles because the Eagles are the reason why Brock Purdy wasn't able to finish the game.
Mm.
It was
injuries happen.
They do happen, and then sometimes the Eagles' defensive line causes havoc and then removes the quarterback from the game, which is what happened. It wasn't a non-contact injury. Not that I'm celebrating that the injury happened, but the injury happened through contact, which was allowed by the offensive line, and then the defensive line came through and did that. I really don't feel strongly about either of these teams doing it because I have a lot of questions. It should actually really be the Cowboys because the Cowboys are complete top to bottom. They have everything everywhere, including a known thing at quarterback, which we don't necessarily have with the Niners.
But what we know?
Well,
I would almost rather go with the unknown in this case if we're talking.
Hold
on.
This slander like bum.
Nobody said he would rather go with the unknown over Dak.
I would rather go with the unknown of Brock Purdy
over Dak Prescott.
Are you asking me would I rather go with Brock Purdy
over Dak Prescott?
Man, 10 out of 10 times. Are you kidding me?
Man, let's knock all this noise out, right? Because we already know who the top team in the NFC is. It's the Philadelphia Eagles, and neither of these teams can beat us. You already know that. The Dallas Cowboys, they know what it is. They know what it is. You got a quarterback that loves to throw picks, and we love to get picks. We get sacks. You talk about these Niners. They're a really, really good team, and they're well coached. Mm-hmm. But they can't play. When you look at what the Eagles did to them when they came to Philadelphia, they knocked the quarterback out. Both of them.
Not the same Eagles.
We talking about Brock Purdy being so good? I don't know. No. He played good against some other teams. He came to Philadelphia. We knocked him out.
Give me this.
Holding his hands, his little pinkies. He's all banged up. Getting to the sideline. What's the backup?
Josh Johnson.
I played with him as my boy.
Yeah.
But him too. Get him out of there. So all this talking about the NFC East. I'm sorry, NFC in general. Who can beat the Eagles? None of them.
It's not going to be the same Eagles team this time around.
Yes, that sound good. Let
me ask you this.
Because the dude behind you, number one.
Let me ask you this.
He's ready.
You picking Brock Purdy or Dak Prescott?
I'm picking Jalen Hurts. So I'm picking. I'm picking an All-Pro. So I'm picking.
Nobody's taking Brock Purdy.
That's what I'm picking.
Dak Prescott. Nobody. He's played in eight games.
Joy. Same question. Joy.
Listen, I love what Brock did.
Thank you.
And
thank
I think he's I think he's going to be – I need to see how he comes back.
Thank you.
What you love – but here's my thing. You love it, right? Y'all over here, like, arguing for, like, second place.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are, you know what I mean?
I am arguing
for second place. We eat all the chips in the bag. Y'all get, like, the crumbs in the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, we the crow
trying
to get with the eagle that's flying off.
We get the whole Gatorade. Y'all get all that. Like, y'all talking about second place. Come on, man.
Pause.
I agree. I think the Eagles are the best, but I had to make a choice, so I guess I'm leaning Niners. Coming up, we've got to take care of some family business. Don't go anywhere. More speak after this.
There's no way you are taking Dak over Brock.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Checking on our social life, Colts quarterback Gardner Minshew still drives the 2011 Acura he got for high school graduation.
What?
Despite making over $5 million in the NFL. Clearly, Slick does not approve.
I'm all for being frugal. I'm all for like being careful with your money, even though I haven't always been. But come on, bro. Like, you gotta enjoy life a little bit.
You cannot die with your money. If he made over $5 million, just go ahead and upgrade. Like, you can keep your Acura.
Go crazy.
Just because I
invest well.
When I just read that, I'm like, I still got a car from a long time ago.
Paid off?
Before 2011.
One of your kids driving it?
Nah, that was their test drive when they start learning to drive. They bump and everything, but I ain't care.
Yeah.
I love it. Two things why I love it. You know why? One, he's going to be rich for a long, long time. And two, he's going to find true love. He's going to find true love.
Hey, they're going to hop in that
Acura. Because he's found a true love. That's right.
If you can go to me on a date,
you ain't lying.
He plays quarterback for...
Seriously?
Are you serious? Yeah.
Huh?
Does that work for you?
So if we pull up in a 2011 Acura joint, say we going in, what you doing?
A 2011 Acura?
What, you going with him?
I don't have a 2011 Acura.
No, are you going to go with him if he pull up to take you out to dinner?
To dinner, I will go, yeah. Well, we got to talk about the...
That means she really likes me. After she stay with him?
I mean, if I've agreed to go to dinner with you in the first place, I've already put this in my schedule. Like, I got to eat, you know what I'm saying?
2011 Acura and going through the drive-thru, that ain't getting it done.
Right, where we go? Are we going to In-N-Out?
Yeah.
We're going.
True love.
Exactly. That's it for us. Have a great weekend.